Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org, for Thursday, May 22, 2008. The Israeli army kills two Palestinian civilians in Gaza and kidnaps at least seven others in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. On Thursday afternoon, one Palestinian civilian was killed and 14 others injured when Israeli troops opened fire during a peaceful demonstration at Al-Mintar crossing in the eastern part of the Gaza Strip. Medical sources identified the slain as Abdul Karim Ahil, 24. Medics said that three of the wounded are in critical condition. The demonstrators were protesting the 11-month Israeli siege on the Palestinian coastal region. Witnesses said that as the soldiers attacked, Israeli tanks and bulldozers invaded nearby Palestinian farmlands and uprooted trees. Two Palestinian resistance groups have carried out a suicide attack at the Erez border crossing on the northern Israel-Gaza borders Thursday morning. A truck loaded with explosives was driven by a Palestinian to the crossing, where the man blew it up with himself inside. The Al-Aqsa Brigades, the arm wing of Fatah, along with the Al-Quds Brigades, the arm wing of the Islamic Jihad, claimed responsibility for the attack. Israeli sources said there were no Israelis injured. In separate attack on Thursday morning, in the central Gaza Strip, a Palestinian farmer was killed after Israeli troops opened fire while he and other farmers were working in their fields. On Thursday, in the old part of the southern West Bank city of Hebron, one Palestinian student and one teacher were injured when Israeli settlers attacked the local school there. Palestinian sources said settlers threw empty glass bottles and stones at the students and their teachers. Medical sources said that one student and one teacher sustained mild wounds. Early Thursday morning, several Israeli army incursions were reported across the West Bank. Palestinian sources said that at least seven civilians were kidnapped during those attacks. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org. This report brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura and George Shmawi.